in my life, in my life. You know, and you know, one of the things about running, one of the reasons I need to have a good plan is because at times running is not fun. Actually, it can be pretty terrible. You know, running in Pittsburgh in August with the humidity, you'd be better off being a fish. There's so much humidity, right? And I thought that'd be funnier. Sorry. But it's difficult. You know, the heat is high and the hill is long. But when I'm all set, when I'm ready, I know I can persevere through it. And then I have to remember a why. If I got my why do I run? Why do I put myself through this? See, I have to answer that question beforehand, or else when it gets difficult, I'll quit. And well, why do I run? Why do I do that? Well, I know I want to discipline this body. I want to steward this flesh that God has given me. Okay, and I know, listen, when I exercise like that, I'm sharper mentally. And I just feel healthy. I feel better. So I got to remember those whys. So not only do I have a goal and a strategy, but I'm remembering why. And if you are going to fulfill the purpose of God, if you're going to aim at a purpose of God for 2024, you got to remember the why. The why. Why do I want to pursue the purpose of God? Why am I doing this? This is important because at times, listen, doing what God wants you to do is painful. It's difficult. You don't feel like it. You don't want to forgive. You don't want to sacrifice, right? So you have to know the why. The why. Why do I want to give myself over to the purposes of God? Why do I want to do that, right? And again, there's people in this room wrestling with that even now. Some of you know what God has called you to do, and you're in a wrestling match, right? But I want you to know, listen, that's a good wrestling match. Don't get up, don't get off the mat. Okay, wrestle with God. Wrestle with God. And again, because he will pin you if you stay wrestling. Amen? All right? I need pinned. I need to surrender. Okay. But stay in that place because you gotta remember the why. And a lot of times if you're struggling with what he's calling you to, you've forgotten the why. You've forgotten the why. Why are we doing this? So again, these moments together, we just want to talk about how we can get ready to run for the purposes of God in 2024. You ready for that? Yeah. Okay. So again, hopefully if you're taking notes, be prepared. Okay. Let's just pray right now. Father, we come before you, God. We thank you. We thank you, Father, for what we celebrated already in worship. I'm thankful, Father God, that people received spiritual help today. They received spiritual strength today. Thank you. Thank you, God, that we had this opportunity. And now, Father, open up our hearts so we could hear what you're looking to speak to us. In Jesus' name, they all said, amen. 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 Why do we run? Why should we run for God? Why should we do it? Again, we got to remember the why. Let's just admit, one thing I'm constantly trying to do is keep things simple in my life. One thing my brother, Pastor Rick, always likes to say, he says, we want to keep things simple. Not easy, but simple. Okay, because again, pursuing God is a simple thing, and his plan has not changed. God made a covenant with Abram way back in Genesis chapter 12, and he's made the same covenant with you, and it's the same plan that we're still trying to fulfill. And so we see, this is when God appeared to Abraham for the first time. The first time. In Genesis chapter 11 was the Tower of Babel, for those that have read the Bible, where God separated everybody. Okay, and so here he says, now the Lord said to Abram, go forth from your country, from your relatives, from your father's house, to the land which I will show you. And I will make you a great nation, and I will do what? What's he going to do? Bless you. Bless you. That is the first plan of God. Why should I serve him? Why do I want God's purposes? Because God's first purpose is he wants to bless you as a son or as a daughter. Now, many of us have gone to church for years and never realized that point, okay? But that's been the plan from the beginning. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I'll bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse. And in all the families of the earth, you will be blessed through you. See, God has called you first and foremost. This is my why. He says, I'll bless you. One of the things I know in my heart I say a lot is when you obey, you always get blessed. God blesses obedience. No matter what level it is, he blesses you when you walk in obedience. But the other thing that you can't separate from that is he wants you to be a blessing. He's blessed you to be a blessing. That's been the plan. Yes, I'm going to bless you, but then I want you to be a blessing to those around you. I mean, this is the heart of a father. He desires the best for you. God wants you to feel secure. God wants you to have peace of mind. That's a desire of his. He wants you to have confidence. He doesn't want you to have fear of tomorrow. That's what a good father wants. That's what a good father desires. You know, a good father, though, also wants his kids to have influence. Influence in the world. Influence for good. You know, again, it's a joy in our hearts for my wife and I to see adult children serving God. Okay, that again, it's watching them sacrifice time, give generously with finances, raise their children unto God. Right? Again, giving themselves away for the purposes of God. That excites us. That's so satisfying to us. See, you got to settle this. God longs to bless you and make you a blessing. See, so many of us, we want the first part. Okay? And really, listen, we want the second part. We just want to pick the people we bless. Right? We want to pick the people. Well, yeah, I'm sacrificial for my family. I'm sacrificial for my children, right? But God says, no, I'm going to make you a blessing to the whole world. And he chooses who that is, right? But this is his plan. God longs to bless you and make you a blessing. That's been the plan. That's the simple plan from the beginning. And listen, that's my why. Why do I do what I do? Because I know God blesses it, and he wants to use me. He gives me something bigger to live for than I could ever have come up with on my own. Now, one thing that's interesting, though, when you think back about Abram and Genesis chapter 12, is this. Abram already was successful. He was a wealthy man. When you see what he left Haran, that's the city he was in, when he left Haran to pursue what God was speaking, okay, he already had it together. Many, many servants, right? And he was a wealthy man. The point is, he already had success. By the world standards, he was successful. But God gave him an opportunity to be significant. To be significant. See, we have a choice, particularly in our culture. You can settle for success or shoot for significance. And so many of us, we stop at the blessing of God. Yes, we have success. First off, we were all blessed with success just by being born in America. Okay, we already have that, right? But he says, I want something more. God gave Abram the opportunity. Don't stop at just this blessing of living in Haran. I have a significant part for you to play. Can you believe that God has a significant part for you to play in blessing the world? See, that's the challenge. That's the challenge. And it's easier to say, but harder to walk out. Because most of us live like we don't have anything to give. Right? Or again, we want to bless only those that we want to bless. See, I do not want to settle for success in my life. I want to live for significance. So that's a question you can ask yourself even right now as you look at 2024. Is it just about me and mine? Am I just making a New Year's resolution? Right? Or do I want to live a life of significance? Do I want to live a life that has an impact on the world around me? Which one do I want? And God gives us that opportunity. So again, as you stand at the door 2024, God wants to bless you. Okay, but he wants to bless you, but he wants to make you have a great purpose. He wants to give you something bigger. Something bigger. You know, we come out of the holiday right now. People are kind of lethargic, right? We've had a great family week. It's been good. And we tend to kind of wander into the year. I don't want you to wander. I want you to run. I want you to run with a purpose as we get into 2024. But I'll tell you, it's up to you. It's up to you if that's going to happen. God wants to bless you and make you a blessing. He wants to give you a significant life here. But we have to take the time to listen. One other problem we have is that we like to have all the details before we move. Okay? You know, when we look at Abram, look, I'm going to practice. See, I've been told to use this chair because it keeps me from moving so much. Okay? You know, when we look at Abram's life, Like I said, he was a blessed man, right? He was a blessed man. And he walked in obedience to pursue God, even when he didn't have all the details. God said, I'm going to make you a great nation. Follow me. He didn't tell him where. He started heading south. Okay? And I've always thought about, what was Abram's conversation with his wife, Sarah? Coming home and saying, hey, we're going to move. Great. Where? I don't know. Why are we going to do it? God told me. What God are you talking about? See, because God's just introducing himself. Remember, Abraham is the father of our faith. That's why, remember, he didn't have a name yet. And so he comes home and says, well, God told me. What God are you talking about? Okay. And Sarah went along with it. God bless Sarah. I mean, listen, there's some great teachings about Sarah walking in faith and trusting her husband. Wow. I mean, another message. Okay, but catch this. See, Abram, the point is he didn't have all the details. But he obeyed. And God revealed it as he went. See, and for you to live with significance, God is not going to reveal all the details. You've got to be willing to take a step. Take a step. That's why it's real big. Like, look, you're thinking, I can't go on a mission trip. I have nothing to give. What can I give? Now, listen, go and ask questions. Take the step. Get the connection point. Give him your name, and let's talk to somebody. Why not you? Why not you? Quit saying it's just financial. You know, the first trip that I went on, and really it's like a wee thing. First trip we went on, it was 1987. I went to Central America. We had four kids ages 5 to 1. Yeah, and anyway, we have new business, just trusting God, but the Lord opened up this door for me to go for a couple weeks. And again, it didn't make any sense. See, but they have to ask the question, can you dare to believe God, to be significant when you don't have all the details? Huh? Right, can you do that? I'm challenging, just like we were singing in that song, okay? I surrender, okay? I give you room to do whatever you want to do. Whatever you want, I'm going to do whatever you want me to do, okay? Right? The rubber's hitting the road now, okay? Okay, so he said, but let's do it. Let's do it. Let's see God do more than what he has done in the past. Listen, so God wants to make you a blessing. If you're going to run with purpose in 2024, the four things are going to happen. You have to commit the conflict. There's going to be conflict in your life. You have to have God goals, speak your strategy, and maintain momentum. That's what we have to have in our life. Again, because we are not going to settle for success. We are going to shoot for significance as we go forward here. Amen? Are you with me? You're with me. Okay, because again, I'm going to keep challenging. It's going to get hotter in here yet. Okay, so again, why? Because this is serious. What we're doing is serious things here. See, here's the thing. See, you may not have a plan for 2024 for your life, because honestly, most of us don't. We're blessed and we don't think that far ahead. You may not have a plan for 2024 for your life, but God does. God has a plan. He has something he wants you to do. He has things for you to do. See, we're saying, well, how, I don't know what those are. Well, it's because we're not asking, or we're not listening, or we're asking the wrong question. See, so often with God, when it comes to these things, we phrase it to God like a question, but we're really saying, I want to do this. Will you bless it? Okay. And God said, no, trust me. God has a plan for you. He has a plan just for you to be able to go forward and run. All right. But first thing is going to happen. Listen, if you're going to do this, you're going to have to recognize it's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. You have to prepare for conflict. You have to just admit, I'm going to have some battles going on in my life. And we're going to look at Joshua chapter 1 here. And we studied Joshua this year. And in this context, Joshua has just taken over as leadership of all the Jews. And he's going to lead them across the Jordan River and into fighting seven nations. He's leading them literally to war. And this is chapter 1. We're going to read these first four verses, then skip a verse. It says, now it came about after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, Joshua, arise, cross this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, to the sons of Israel. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you. Just as I spoke to Moses, be strong and courageous, for you will give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. How many think Joshua had a significant call? Way beyond himself. Way beyond blessing himself. God said, you're going to lead the people and you're going to give them this land. That's a significant call. But what was it going to take for him to do that? Strength and courage. It was going to take courage. Why would God say three times in this text, Joshua, you have to be courageous? Other than there was a good reason to fear. See, if you're going to walk in significance in your life, you have to be courageous. Because there's going to be things against you. There's going to be things against you. You have to get out of your own way first, right? There's things in your own mind that say, I can't do it. Okay, there's people. Think about Joshua. He had to overcome fears in his own mind. He had his own people that would rebel. And he literally had enemies that wanted to kill him. And the people that were following him. Okay, he had conflict. But if he was going to be significant and do what God called him to do, he had to commit that conflict just goes with the territory. Are you willing to, you want to live significant, are you willing to commit the conflict? Because you have to enter into spiritual battle. If you're going to live a life that brings honor to God in this way. Man, here's the thing. Look, you're at war every day. You're at war. You're at war against various temptations. Okay, I don't care if it's from drug addiction to overeating to bitterness to jealousy. We're at war. There's a war going on. You're in conflict. And there is an enemy that we have that does not want you to live with a significant purpose. He wants you to focus on you. Because after all, life's pretty difficult and you deserve some me time. Right? Yeah, see, again, these are the lies we have to face. We have to catch this. We have to be honest with ourselves in these moments if we're going to live a life of significance. Because we are in a spiritual battle here. There's great and wonderful promises. 2 Peter chapter 1 tells us. There's great and wonderful promises serving God. Okay? But if you want peace of mind, he says you have to renew your mind. It's up to you. If you want to live a life of prosperity financially, you have to be really generous in giving financially. There's a challenge there. You want purpose. Boy, that's great. You're going to have to take great risk. There's going to be risk involved. Are you willing to trust me? You got to remember, the weapons of your warfare are not carnal. They're spiritual. They're spiritual. And then we have this other monster we have to deal with. Doubt. Doubt. Right? Doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will. Right? Most of us never try. Most of us have never gone on a foreign mission trip because we just doubt that we could ever get the money. So, right? So I doubt I have anything to give. See, doubt kills more dreams than failure. I say, look, step out. Commit to conflict. It's going to be difficult. This is what life is. You are going to have problems. Okay, we're going to trust. God told us there's an adversary. See, there's this whole thing too. Look, you gave your life to Jesus Christ. Amen? Right? We said, you're it. You're the one. You're the one. I believe you. I believe you're the one who said you were God, predicted your death, predicted your resurrection, seen alive. I believe you. You're the one. Okay. Well, look, he wants all of your life. He said, surrender all. Right? He said, give it all to me. To live a significant life, I got to realize, Jesus did not invite people to follow him on a mission of comfort. He didn't invite you to a mission of comfort. He didn't. That next slide, please. Let's just see, what did he invite you to? Okay, he didn't invite you to that. He never taught five steps to a happier life. Jesus didn't teach. Now, he said you can have a joyful life, right? He said you can have joy, right? He was bold and uncompromising in his mission. Jesus was focused, correct? Right? He came to seek and save the lost. He came to serve, not be served. He'd not come for the righteous. He came for the sinner. Okay? That's what we're called to do. That's our calling. That's the life of significance that he's calling every single one of us to at various levels. Every single one of us are called to do those things. Okay? That's the call. It's simple. But man, it costs more than we realize. It costs more than we realize. I said, in our prayer today, I was sharing just the thing. When Jesus called us, when Jesus called you and I, you know, if he wants a 10. He wants you to give a 10 of your life, Sly. He wants everything. He wants it all. He didn't say, hey, give me a 6, maybe a 7. No, just give me whatever you can spare. But Jesus doesn't work that way. He says, give it all. Give it all. And we are in a constant wrestling match, particularly because of our blessing of prosperity, on whether we will really give Jesus all. Daily, I have to make that choice. How about you? I'm in that battle every single day. Every day, am I going to give it all to him? So as the new year begins, if you want significance, commit the spiritual conflict. There's going to be some conflict going on. Next, you got to have God goals. You got to have God goals. What do I mean by God goals? Well, goals that are beyond yourself. Abram had a God goal. He could never do what God called him to do. Joshua had a God goal. How's he going to part the Jordan River to cross it, right? And how's he going to lead them against into all these battles? It was beyond himself. He had a goal that was beyond who he was. See, your God goals have to be beyond your own ability. So when you think about 2024, what's a God goal that you have? You know, what's God saying for you to do? See, there's a saying. It says, success is what I accomplish. Significance is what God does through me. Success is what I accomplish. Significance is what God does through me. See, the problem is, like I said, we do make goals. And again, goals are good. But typically our goals are about us. And I'm all about personal goals. You should have a personal development goal. You should. You know, we use the phrase RPMs around here. You know, again, we should have a goal to improve our relationships, improve how we're doing physically, how we're doing mentally, how we're doing with our money, and how we're doing spiritually. RPMs. Okay, again, you should have that. But we're talking about something more here. God goals go beyond that. God goals reach way beyond yourself. God goals are, you know, I am going to really learn how to share my faith this year. I am not going to go another year and not be not just proficient, but great at being able to share what I believe. That's a God goal for some of us. Okay, I will invite someone into this spiritual environment every month of 2024. I will commit to intercession, to praying for those in need, praying for the church. I'm going to commit to intercession. I'm going to commit to go out of the country on a mission trip. I'm going to commit to lead a connection group. I'm going to apprentice in a group. I know I'm committing to a connection group, and I'm going to go the whole time and not quit at week 8, right? And when I go to connection group, every time I go, I'm going to give something. I'm not going just to get, and I'm never going to leave that meeting and say I didn't receive anything, because I'm more mature than that today, and I'm going to give. See, that's a God goal. It's a God goal, because it's not about me. It's not about me. Or I will put myself in position to grow. Put yourself. Make a choice. Get yourself in position to grow. But again, you think about a God goal. Not just your own goals, which are necessary, but what is your God goal? What's going to happen? What's God going to do? Okay? And I hope some of you, I know some of you already have them. Some of you are already walking them out. Okay, big goals that God has. Okay, thirdly, you got to speak your strategy. Speak your strategy. You can't just, if you don't have a strategy, you can tell me that you can speak, you don't have a strategy. Okay, and this is the problem that we have. And I'm not going to, just put up Joshua 8, 1 to 3. I'm not going to take time to read this, but what was happening here was the Jews had success. They took Jericho. This is under Joshua's leadership. And they didn't listen to God. They disobeyed. And they came up with their own strategy, and they got defeated. Okay, why? Why? Because they didn't get God's strategy. They didn't have a plan. They thought, I had some blessing in the past. I got this, and they didn't hear God. So often as Christians, we start out hearing God, but then halfway through, I got this. I'm not asking anymore. Right? How many know that pain? Okay, so we want to continue. You need to have a strategy. You need to have a strategy, and you should be able to speak it. You should be able to speak what is your strategy to grow. I say before I run, the strategy is, water, right shoes, watch. Okay, that's what I need. Remember my why. Okay, that's my strategy. That's my, what's your strategy to live for significance? Again, if you can't just say, it's like part of your strategy is if you're saying, you know, I do feel a tug about missions. Well, get back to connection point. That's part of your strategy. That's one of the things you need to do to make this happen. You got to pray for the strategy. Pray for it. Get input on it. What is it you're sensing you're supposed to do? Get input. Get input. There's a reason that four times in Proverbs it says there's wisdom in many counselors. Why? Because four people are smarter than one. Okay, that's reality. That's reality. Okay, so we want to be able to speak it out. Also, again, you want to grow. You say, I need to grow. So many of us, we feel biblically illiterate. We don't feel like we're able. We don't feel like I'm hearing God. Listen, make a strategy. We have before us, even in January, we got stuff going on Doug will be talking about. We're going into a time of prayer and fasting in a week. Prayer and fasting. Okay, you want to draw closer to God. This is something strategic for you to do. This is strategic. Say, okay, I'm going to put myself in this position. I'm going to put myself in this place because I want to learn to hear God. Well, talk to people. Okay, get into a place. Commit to this. Commit this. And also the power conference. So many of us, we believe in the supernatural, right? We believe the supernatural power of God. The power conference that happens on the 13th for 4 hours is an opportunity for you to grow in understanding the supernatural. There's one track all about physical healing. Another track, again, about growing, being healed emotionally. Okay, like personal ministry. We have two tracks happening. Okay, you want to walk in the supernatural? That's a strategy. See, but if you say, well, I want to grow spiritually and don't have a strategy, you're not going to run through 2024. You're going to continue just to wander. Just going to wander. I don't want you to wander. I want you to have a strategy, and you should be able to speak it. You should be able to tell somebody, what is this strategy? And the fourth thing is, you got to maintain momentum. We got to be people, if we're going to maintain momentum, if you're going to live with significance, you got to keep moving. Man, one of the problems we have is it's not that we're not willing to take action. We just can't stick with it. We can't stick with it. And so we start and then we stop. Man, and you see it all the time. Like so many of us, we've gone on the Pittsburgh mission trip and you're fired up about sharing faith. But then a couple weeks later, you forgot all about it. And it became a good experience, but it didn't transform you. Because you didn't keep up momentum, okay? You committed to the conflict. You entered into uncomfortable place, okay? You had a God goal. You want to learn to share your faith. You had a strategy, but you forgot the strategy, and now you lost momentum. So you can't maintain momentum unless you commit to the first three. We have to do it. We got to sustain it. You know, again, so many people I see get prayer, set free from issues of their past, but then they don't maintain, they don't continue to grow. And so what happens? In a few months, something triggers them and they're right back to where they were. Why? Because they didn't keep up the momentum. You got to maintain momentum if you're going to live for significance. You're going to have a significant purpose in your life. So God, help us. Help us with this. You know, we want our marriages to be better, right? And you're saying, okay, we got marriage help. But then you're doing good, but then something simple happens and you fall right back to where you were. Why? Because we forgot the first three. Okay, we can't maintain momentum if you're not committed to the first three. Help us, God. Help us get this. Here's the thing. Catch this. Also, Joshua did not let the people stop at Ai, with the people of Ai in Joshua chapter 8. He didn't let them stop there after they were defeated. It's like they had to repent, which came up today. He had to repent and get back at it because we're not done. Okay? Listen, you may say, man, I've stopped and started so many times. I'm so angry with myself. Look, allow God to forgive you. Okay? Repentance is a gift. That came up in intercession today before church. Repentance is an absolute gift. Take advantage of it. Jesus paid hell that you don't have to walk around with guilt. Okay, would you please just take advantage and allow him to forgive you? Okay. So catch that. Grab hold of that. All right, now, here's the thing. You are defining your 2024. You are. Your circumstances are not defining it. You're defining it. What's it going to be? What's it going to be? Are you just going to wander through the year, or are you going to run with a purpose? It's up to you. Significance or success? What are you going to aim at as we look forward here? And that's the drive here. That's what I want to push you to. Success or significance? Are you willing? Are you, if you're serious in that prayer, if you're serious in that prayer about God, do whatever you want to. Are you willing? Are you willing to commit? Okay, I know it's going to be hard. There's going to be temptations for me to stop. There's going to be things that are going to happen. Am I really going to have a God goal or just a me goal? Am I going to fight through and really get a strategy? Am I going to really have a strategy? Because I want you to keep momentum up that you can have a significant impact on the world around you. And you will be blessed. You will be blessed in the process. Amen? Let me just ask this question right now. If you're here and you know, you feel like God has, he's tugging at you. He's tugging at you, but you're like, man, it scares me what he could call me to do. If that's you, can you stand up so we can pray for you? Be bold. Be bold. Like God's calling you and you're like, man, it scares me. It scares me. There's more. Okay, God's calling you, man. It scares the heaven out of you is what happens. We wish it would scare the hell out of you, but it doesn't work that way. God's calling us to something bigger. He's calling us. But we have to be willing to remember the why. Okay? Why do I do this? What's the why? Okay. And then I gotta recognize if he's calling me, then I'm gonna commit to these things. There's gonna be conflict. But man, I got to keep the goal big. I got to keep the goal before me. And I got to have a strategy. And then I will not stop. I'm going to do the uncomfortable. Amen? Amen. Appreciate you guys standing up. Again, I respect you, every one of you, for standing up. I respect you for that. Amen. We're just going to pray for these guys. Okay, I want you to just stretch your hand out towards them. Okay, and we want to pray. We want to pray for them. Father God, we come before you. Father God, again, we come before you right now, Lord. I'm just asking, Father God, first, thank you for who you are. Thank you, Father God, that you call us to bigger things. And God, these people that were bold enough to stand and say, okay, God, there's something bigger, and it's bigger than me. God, we're asking right now, Father God, for you to strengthen them in the spirit. We fight for them in the spirit. We break the schemes of the devil that want to bring doubt, that want to tempt them to give it up halfway, that want to tell them it's not possible. In the name of Jesus, we break that. We stand. We stand with our brothers and our sisters. We stand with them. We stand strong. We stand strong, Father God, for Rusty and Carly and Michelle, Jess, Jen, Larissa. Some things never change. And all the rest. I'm going to stop right there. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Strengthen them, even now. Ask God to let them sense God's presence and strength even now. God, let them sense it. Sense your presence. Sense your confidence. God wants you to walk in boldness and confidence. That's his desire. In the name of Jesus, let them walk in it. In Jesus' name, they all said, amen. Amen. You can be seated. Give them a hand because they deserve it. Okay, we're living for something bigger. We're going to live for something bigger. I can't encourage you enough. It's up to you. You're defining your 2024. Catch that. You're the one making that decision. Are you going to live for success? Or are you going to live for significance? Doug, I give it to you.